Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I looked around and I thought there was enough musicians in here to start a homeless shelter.
Hey, this is Jim. Thanks for hanging out with me here on Rockin' the Suburbs. You'll hear from Patrick Foster in a bit in this episode. This is a special episode recorded at Suburbs Fest South in Louisville, Kentucky, where we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with some local musicians, some very talented local musicians, and also have them perform for us, recorded for this podcast. It was an amazing event. People had a great time. Today's episode, you're going to hear from the Biebelhauser Brothers. This is some real, authentic Kentucky bluegrass, all right? Let me read a little bit from their bio. The Biebelhauser Brothers combine twin brother duet harmony vocals with high-energy bluegrass country soul sounds from the heart of Kentucky. On the heels of their latest release, Close Harmony, Adam and Aaron Biebelhauser create an experience fueled by instrumental prowess, original songs, and obscure country classics. Adam's soulful lead delivery is aptly complemented by Aaron's soaring, high lonesome harmony, blending two distinct voices derived from identical genetic makeup into one seamless force. That's a great description, but even better is hearing it for real. And here we go, the Biebelhauser Brothers.
While I was out a-riding the graveyard shift midnight till dawn, the moon was as bright as a reading line with a letter from an old friend back home. He said last night he ran into Jenny, said she's married and has a good life. Boy, it sure missed the track when you never come back. She's a perfect professional's wife. Why do you ride for your money? Why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your shame. Oh, he must have gone crazy out there. Well, they never seen the northern lights. Never seen a hawk on the wing. They've never seen the spring at the Great Divide. Oh, they never heard old Camp Cookie sing. So he read up the last of the letter, and he tore off the stamp for old Jim. When Billy rode up to relieve him, he just looked at the letter and he grinned. He said, why do you ride for your money? Why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere. Out there, they've never seen the northern lights. They've never seen a hawk on the wing. Well, they've never seen the spring at the Great Divide. Oh, they never heard old Camp Cookie sing. Yodelay, howdy, yodelay, yodelay, hey. Yodelay, yo, yodelay, yodelay.
Yeah. Thank y'all so much. Hey, that's my evil twin brother, Adam Biebelhauser, on the bass. My name's Aaron. Sure glad to be here with y'all. We're going to play, that was an old cowboy tune we reinvented. It's on our new record called Close Harmony.
We learned it from our friend Mickey Clark.
Yeah, man.
Had to put a little country western into the bluegrass.
That used to be a waltz, you know, like a...
kind of grassed it up a little bit. We only do waltzes three quarters of the time. Musician's joke book, page 83. We're not the funny ones like Tyler, but I thought, I looked around and I thought there was enough musicians in here to start a homeless shelter. We're going to play an original song here. This one, this is one that I wrote, and it was recorded by the great Del McCurry, great bluegrass royalty. So it's an honor to hear him sing it, but we're going to do our own rendition of it, and it's called I'll Be On My Way. Yeah. On a stern wheel steamboat, Mississippi bound, past another city and another town, my own true lover wants me to stay. No, it won't be long, I'll be on my way. Through Pennsylvania, down in between Cincinnati, Louisville, to New Orleans. I'll keep your picture in a big old frame, but I make my living stoking the flame. With every hour spent shoveling coal, you know I'll miss you, baby, with my heart and soul. Well, I'll return. No, it won't be long, I'll be on my way. You know I'd stay here for a while, but that just ain't my style. Tell you that I'd stay, it's a game that I can't play. I'll be on my way through Pennsylvania, down in between Cincinnati, Louisville, to New Orleans. Thank you so much. Appreciate the use of this guitar too. I don't know. Made the solo a little easier. We're going to play another song off our record. It was a mixed bag of old school brother duets. If you haven't noticed, this guy looks a little bit like me. Actually, I look like him. In 8 minutes, I'll look exactly like him. We're 8 minutes apart. But anyway, it was a mixed bag of old school brother duets from like the Leuven Brothers, the Delmore Brothers, and so on, the Stanley Brothers and more. But and that, and like songs that didn't fit that category that we sort of made into these, this sort of a duet. And this next one falls in that last category. This is a Stevie Wonder song called Place in the Sun.
Keep reaching to be free, moving on, moving on. There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart gotta run. There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, gotta find me a place in the sun. There's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart
sun. There's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor restless heart gotta run. There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, gotta find me a place in the sun. Gotta find me a place in the sun. Gotta find me a place in the sun.
That was great.
Howdy, howdy.
Beeble Hauser Brothers.
You, thank you, Hans, for the guitar for that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Appreciate you.
Borrowed guitar and borrowed amp, too.
Earlier, we were talking to Kiana, and she talked about singing from as early as she can possibly remember. Is that the story with you guys? Were you singing as early as you
absolutely
can remember?
Absolutely not.
Oh, really?
No, no. I played the piano when I was growing up, played from fourth grade on, but never sang anything until I was a young adult, and not till we started singing together.
Is that right?
We were 18 or 19 or so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Been singing together ever since.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of music around your home when you were growing up?
There was, yeah.
Yeah, but there was a lot of music. Our dad sang in a barbershop quartet.
Oh, wow.
Type thing, and,
really?
You know, sang in church and stuff like that. I think it's where we got a little interest in harmony singing, but...
Most definitely.
This guy here was... you know, interested in a gal that was from Eastern Kentucky, and there was an old fella named Snook Hudson that played an old Gibson guitar, and we got kind of addicted to hillbilly music in that moment, about 18, 19 years old.
Between that and one of my uncles gifting me a banjo when he decided to take it up for a few months and realized he wasn't gonna go anywhere. He was retired, and he's like, I bet Aaron could play this thing. And I showed a little bit of interest in that. So I worked... kind of opposite from most people that play bluegrass music. They start with the guitar or mandolin or something, or maybe the fiddle. But I worked piano to banjo and then backward to guitar and dobro and pedal steel now, too.
Interesting.
A little bit of everything.
And I didn't really play anything until I was about 19 years old, wow. Maybe. Aaron had a few guys coming over playing the house. It was the guy that played the fiddle and mandolin, and he was playing banjo, and there was a guitar. No bass player.
Wow.
So I learned how to play.
Still there looking for one if you guys know about it.
Well, if you guys wanted to tell Poopy you've been singing since you were this high, I think they'd believe it because it really does sound beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. There is something about that. I guess that people always point at blood harmony, close harmony, as some sort of like supernatural thing or just like instinctive thing. But it really is just because you're so familiar with each other.
Yeah.
You know, you work side by side and even... you know, it's not just about the volume or the power of your voice. It's sometimes the phrasing, the way, you know, you learn from each other by osmosis, whether you like it or not.
Playing bluegrass, do you feel, I think maybe more so than other styles of music, do you feel a certain, I don't know, weight is the right word, to carry on tradition? You know, to be true to it in some way?
It's a big part of, I mean, you're working within the confines, well, not within the confines, but you're working with sort of a template of what the music is supposed to sound like. But, I mean, there's lots of forms of, especially Americana music. If you play blues, you know, play the blues, you get a set of standards, there's a repertoire, and we don't call it repertoire in hillbilly music, but
it goes with the big words again.
Jazz is the same way, you know, everybody gets their... It's actually a good parallel metaphorically to bluegrass music. Everybody kind of gets their moment to play a solo. You didn't hear it here because we didn't have banjos and fiddles and everybody trading off, but everybody gets their moment to shine. There's a standard, but it sometimes can be to our detriment, and I say our as in... as a larger part of the bluegrass music community, you don't want the entirety of your music to be preservationist, you know? Because if Bill Monroe never stepped outside of the box, he would have never started bluegrass music.
Right.
It'd never been a thing. I do think there is a bit of a weight, though, with this the idea of these brother duos and these brother harmonies. I think there is a little bit of a drive to kind of sort of replicate or enhance upon what's been done. I feel that, but not necessarily with bluegrass in general, but with these brother duos, I try to say, well, we shouldn't record it if we can't do it at least as good as they did, and that's a pretty hard competition yeah. with some of these old groups like the Osborne Brothers
oh, yeah.
or the Monroe Brothers or Stanley Absolutely. Brothers.
It does create a drive to, I mean, in folk music in general, and this bluegrass being sort of a subcategory of country and folk music, like virtuosity isn't usually the goal. You usually just want to be able to play a few chords and sing along and mm-hmm. get in a group and in a circle and play. But then if you've got that bass line to work with, then, you know, you're building on the shoulders of the people who came before you.
Absolutely.
Playing. And that's why there's, you know, such amazing pickers now, you know, people like Chris Steele and Michael Cleveland and all the Bela Fleck and all the great players. Maybe they wouldn't, if they've just been thrown an instrument and didn't have this sort of template to work with, maybe they wouldn't have reached so far out on the limb.
Yeah, you know? That's very interesting.
But just like any other form of art, there's room for creative discretion. And so you guys asked us to come play some bluegrass, and we had to throw Stevie Wonder in there.
Yeah, that's right. That's beautiful.
Love it.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting to my ear growing up listening to heavy music and punk rock. And then we were talking before, I got into bluegrass later, you know, by listening to it on the radio. But there's something very soothing about an electric bass in that
oh, yeah.
role, to my mind, because that's what I heard first, you know, and I know it's not a stand-up bass, but there's something very natural about it.
Yeah, Adam plays upright bass also, but it just seems to be a natural. There's nothing too, like, anti-traditional.
Right.
Bluegrass pickers have been using the electric bass since the 1950s.
Yeah, it's
so,
very
like,
little
not
known,
all the
yeah.
time, but there's, I mean, it is sort of a stretch for some old-timers, man, they say, well, we don't need them wires. Yeah. But I also like to work way outside of those bounds. I mean, there's a track on this most recent record. It's a very purist sort of record, but there's drums and pedal steel guitar and piano and electric guitar on it. And it's just those rules are kind of meant to be worked with
yeah,
and
absolutely
and broken, you know, so.
Talk a little bit about your radio show and where yeah. it's available. And if you don't mind, for somebody maybe who doesn't know anything about bluegrass but likes what they heard, what would you recommend, you know, as kind of a
listening material
foundational starting point?
Well, I host a 3-hour radio program on WFPK here in town, and it's on Sunday evenings. I had big shoes to fill. There was a guy, my predecessor was a guy named Burke Bryant. And he hosted that show. We got one Burke fan back there. Hell yeah. Burke hosted that show for 30 years.
Wow.
And then I was asked to step into that role about 6 years ago. And I decided to, like, lean it a little further forward. Burke was certainly a preservationist, and we needed that. But I lean a little further forward. I rebranded the show as Bluegrass Evolution.
Nice.
To try to incorporate a little bit more of the future and a little bit more of the past. It kind of got skipped over
oh,
too,
okay.
you know, but yeah, it's on from 6 to 9 PM Eastern, WFPK.org. You can tune in there or the Louisville Public Media app or on 91.9 FM. If you're right around here
over you know? The air.
So yeah, it's, I focus on vintage music most of the time, but play some relevant new music for 30 or 40 minutes of the show.
There's tons of bluegrass music from, you know, the generations past, but there's also some great new music.
Oh, absolutely.
A fellow
yeah.
by the name of Billy Strings that's selling more bluegrass music than
yeah.
anybody's ever
absolutely.
Sold.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that guy's playing, and his band is top notch too, but I mean, they're selling 15,000 tickets a weekend wherever they go. Nobody with a fiddle and a mandolin and a banjo in their band has ever done that before.
Right.
But that's just one example. There's other great artists. Molly Tuttle, making great records. Sierra Farrell is sort of bluegrass adjacent.
Yeah.
And amazing women in our field as well that should be recognized because it's been a man's world for a long while.
Yeah, absolutely.
Two cis hetero men up here telling you that it doesn't. Probably doesn't land all that well, but it's a big world. Molly Tuttle's one of the best guitar pickers that there ever
oh, yeah.
was, you know. And anyway, great music out there now, and plenty of tradition to to try to preserve. You don't want to be a museum piece.
No, absolutely not.
We try to reflect that with our music. I mean, we'll play sort of covers. It's a big deal now is bluegrass covers. People want to play like Grateful Dead songs and, you know, Elton John songs and Beatles tunes and stuff. It's kind of a big part of what the genre has been about over the years. So between that and new music, I mean, I'm a songwriter at heart first. So you wouldn't have any of these tunes if nobody started writing songs to begin with.
All right, the clock there tells me we got 2 minutes left. Adam Coop had something he wanted to say, and then we'll do the bag of questions, and then we're out.
All right, real quick. First of all, I've played your upright bass at your house. It's really, really nice. All right, and second thing, this is going to be a little awkward. I play bass. I don't sing, but I play bass if you're looking for a bass.
Hey, if I can find a way out of this.
No, I told Jim this story earlier, and he told me to come up here and talk about it. So my dad is a big music fan, and he exclusively listens to bluegrass music.
All right.
And my dad was telling me about a band called Relic.
There you go.
Which was a bluegrass band, the Beeblehausers. Are you all still have? You still have Relic going on?
It's on long term hiatus.
Okay,
we're still around. Everybody's still around.
So my dad went to a bluegrass music festival here in Louisville, down at the Water Tower.
Yeah.
And he was telling me about this band Relic, and he's like, "They've got these twin brothers that play in this band," and I was like, "Are you talking about Adam and Aaron Beeblehauser?" And he goes, Yeah, I think that was their names. It's like, okay, I know those guys. And that was the second time I impressed my dad with music knowledge.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Cheers.
That's crazy.
What was the first time?
So when I first started playing guitar, like 2 or 3 times a year, my dad would ask me if I knew House of the Rising Sun. And I said no. And so I got tired of him asking me about it. So one time, so I learned it, and one time he asked, and so I started playing it. And that grin on his face was all I needed.
All right, cool. All right, bag of questions time. Then we'll get everybody out of here. What song has made you cry?
Ooh.
A Place in the Sun has. But
oh, wow.
I usually am playing my own guitar when that happens, but no.
There's a song by a friend of ours, Frankie Leo, called Learn. It's not necessarily a bluegrass song, kind of
beautiful
Americana.
Tune.
And I played it about 1,000 times the day that my daughter was born.
Oh, wow.
And it makes me cry every time I think about it.
Oh, wow.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for
coming
out.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks.
Appreciate you both.
Beeblehauser Brothers and everyone tonight. It was a wonderful time. We so appreciate it.
All right, thanks very much to Adam and Aaron. You guys were great. It was wonderful. And one thing, if you didn't catch it there, they had a broken string incident in the set. We edited out that portion of their performance, but they were able to borrow a guitar from Hans Ries, from Frank Muffin, and finish out their set with the last two songs there. And it sounded great, right? To learn more about the Beeblehauser Brothers, get information about their music, go to bluegrassevolution.com. And also you can stream Aaron's radio show at wfpk.org. That is called Bluegrass Evolution, as he mentioned, at 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sundays. All right. We're going to play out here with another song from Close Harmony. Now you're going to get the full band effect. There are a couple other members who normally play with the Beeblehauser Brothers. This is a song called Remember Me. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan. On behalf of Patrick Foster, thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you all tomorrow.
The sweetest songs belong to lovers in the glory. The sweetest days are the days it used to be. The saddest words I ever heard, the words of parting, when you said, sweetheart, remember me. Remember me when the candlelights are gleaming. Remember me at the close of a long, long day. It'll be so sweet when
So apparently, bourbon can be distilled outside of Kentucky, as what I've been told legally, or